side. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of July. Prepper tip of the day. Here it is. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late. I say again, it's better to be a year too early than it is to be a day too late. Now, when it comes to certain items, here's the items. Obviously, firearms and ammunition, but included in those items would be body armor and gas masks. If a journalist used the term bulletproof vest, well, you know that person is ignorant and doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. There's no such thing as a bulletproof vest. That does not exist. There are bullet-resistant vests, however, and of course there's bullet-resistant helmets and gas masks, all of which would be almost impossible to purchase once a state of emergency is declared. So that's the prepper tip of the day. If you think you may need those items in the future, get them now. Sam, let's continue our conversation, sir.
Right. They brought up a few stories, but I'll leave them for later. Guy was talking about the street sweeper. Sega puts out a Model 12. It's a pretty nice. It's either in you get it in like an AK configuration or a. They even have an AR configurations where it takes a magazine-fed deal.
Right.
And there's also a round magazine that holds 20 rounds.
A drum magazine.
Yeah, drum mag. That's pretty cool, too. They're around $2,000, though, now. I remember when those were $700 six years ago.
It's a I consider those a novelty.
For when you run into a group of mutant zombie bikers during the apocalypse.
Exactly, but for almost all situations, a routine off-the-shelf 12-gauge pump shotgun is all you need. Once you understand the concept of how to properly use a shotgun in close-quarters combat, where it's shoot, load, load, it's really not an issue. It takes training and discipline to be able to do that, though, doesn't it, Sam?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hey, have you checked out any of that Fear the Walking Dead, that spinoff?
Well, I watched the first season, and the second season, I don't believe it started yet.
I think January.
Well, that's the season I'm talking about, but it's over now, I believe, for the year, isn't it?
Starts back up in August.
That's what I'm referring to.
And that's the second half. They're doing that, you know, the first half, and then they take a break, and then they do the second half of the,
exactly.
the one.
Well, the Caucasian male husband, father, he's your typical Southern California bleeding heart, anti-gun liberal.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care much for him at all. The Latino husband, father, I really like him because he's a take charge, get it done kind of guy.
He's using the same name he used back in Predators with Danny Glover. Danny Boy.
Oh, is he? Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Reuben Blades.
I like his character. It's an interesting collection of characters. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't watched the series, what they do is produced by the same people that do Walking Dead, by the way.
Right.
But they start on the other side of the country. Instead of Georgia, they're in Los Angeles when this whole thing begins. And it begins at the beginning of the quote-unquote zombie apocalypse, tracking a Southern California family, blended family, very typical man and husband and wife who have been divorced, and they got a blended family of children from their previous marriages, and the whole world falls apart while these adults are, most of them, not all of them, are in denial about what's really happening in front of them. And their reluctance to use, at least on the part of what's the name of the father, the Caucasian father, do you recall offhand?
Cliff Curtis is the actor's name.
Well,
I don't remember his...
Mr. Curtis, and whatever his stage name is in absolute denial and refuses to even accept the concept that he has to use a firearm to defend innocent human life.
Right. Last name is Managua.
Yeah, and so it's an interesting series. You know, pretty realistic in the way they treat the human responses of people that will respond given their circumstances in a crisis.
Right.
And that's what I look for.
Yeah, bunch yeah. of, here's a word for you, diverse people from all backgrounds and walks of life getting together and trying to figure out how to survive and put away former prejudices and work together. That's right. That's always interesting to watch.
It is. It is. And you've got a homosexual character, and you've got the teenage drug addict character, a very naive teenage girl who just openly talks about who she is and where they are to give herself away to the criminals.
Yeah, there's so many people wanting her to die real quick. But
Yeah, it's an interesting series. And what I started to say a moment ago, Sam, when I watch these types of films, what I'm looking for is the human dynamic.
Right.
Because that's what I find interesting.
Exactly.
And maddening at the same time. I don't literally scream at the screen, but I come close to it. You know,
what you're gritting your teeth.
Yeah, what in the world are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, that's fun. What else, Sam? Anything else this morning?
I'm still using the energy cleaner. I got way back. When was that you guys changed the colors of those things? I still have one of the cream ones that's running good.
I think this is the color of the case changed about 3 years ago, maybe a little more, something like that.
And, yeah, I met Tim at that first expo, and he was looking pretty
emaciated.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while, so I imagine he's, you know, like he's been talking about, getting all... a lot more healthier and
well, he's height weight proportionate, where previously he looked like he'd just escaped from a concentration camp and was malnourished.
Yeah, exactly.
When you saw him, it'll be 7 years ago this September. He was in constant pain 24/7 and taking very strong pain meds.
I know the feeling.
Yes. Well. I typically refuse to take pain meds myself, despite whatever injury I might suffer. He was in pretty bad shape. Now he's height, weight proportionate. He can do all the things a physical activity that a man his age could and should be doing. He has his brain back because the prescription pain meds dramatically slow down brain activity. So he's got his life back, basically, and he attributes the energy cleaner to getting his life back.
Yeah, strong will and character, that also helps. There's quite a few books written concerning prisoners in POW camps that were able to survive and get through it the best, and were actually able to help their fellow prisoners with a very strong faith and belief in the Lord, and those are the ones that usually made it. And I understand Tim has a rather strong spirit himself.
He does. There's a book and I think a movie by the same title. The book's titled King Rat, and it deals with American POWs in the South Pacific and how capturing and trading and cooking and eating rats was something that was done in these POW camps to supplement their diets.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it before, but I haven't read it.
Well, it's what people will do under extreme circumstances and what they won't do. Because the ones that refuse to eat things that are not thought of as human food, they're the ones who end up not making it.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good to get those books and movies in wide release and distribution in this country at this time. We could be headed for something like that if we're not careful.
You've probably heard that the Green Berets are sometimes nicknamed snake eaters.
Yeah.
Okay, you know where that comes from?
No, sir.
Okay, would you like to?
Sure.
President Kennedy was visiting Fort Bragg, and there was a demonstration of Green Berets for all the things that they do. And there was several Special Forces troopers standing in a line holding the various edible foods, wild edibles, that they would be able to capture and consume and cook and so forth. And so one of the Green Berets was holding a live snake. And President Kennedy walks up in front of this sergeant and says, "Well, Sergeant, tell me what you would do if you didn't have time to cook the snake." And the sergeant holds the snake up and says, "This, sir," and he bites off the head of the snake right there in front of the President of the United States. So that's where the term snake eaters came from. After that trip is when we had presidential authority for the Special Forces troopers to officially wear the Green Beret, because up until that, they only wore it out in the field. It was not authorized headgear. So when out in the field in training operations, they would wear their Green Berets. But when they came back to Fort Bragg on post, they would wear regular issue headgear.
Right.
But there was a presidential order authorizing the Special Forces to wear the Green Beret. And that comes from the French Foreign Legion, by the way. They're the ones who first wore the Green Beret.
I've read about that. It was the president that asked him about what if you can't cook the snake, or was that somebody else?
No, it was the president. It was the president himself.
You kind of have to answer it, don't you?
Yep. This, sir. And he bites off the head of the snake.
And you know the and which president was that? Was that Johnson?
Yes, John Kennedy.
Oh, you know, well, he's probably wondering, yeah, I remember that. You know, on that island. He's probably thinking the same thing, you know. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Well, Kennedy, of course, his PT boat was
exactly
cut in half by a Japanese warship, and
exactly
his back was broken. And even with his broken back, he helped rescue one of his injured crew members, despite having a broken back himself. And they had to traverse, I don't know what distance in the ocean it was, but it was there was a lot of coral reefs that they could stand on, maybe 4 to 5 feet deep. And so some of the time they were swimming, and some of the time they were walking on this very, I mean, this stuff's like walking on broken glass, these coral reefs. And
right.
when they finally got to an island where they could await their rescue.
And how did they get water?
I don't recall offhand, do you?
They licked the rainwater off the leaves, and in the morning when the light came, they noticed the leaves were loaded with guano.
Uh-huh.
Bird droppings.
Well, that's guano's bat poop is what guano is. Fascinating story.
Yeah.
It is. Okay,
all right,
Sam.
John, it was good talking to you. I appreciate the later hours.
Well, so do I. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call. Call number 800-313-9443. Movies and television even affect the decisions of professionals, such as law enforcement at all levels. Your local county sheriff's department all the way up to the FBI. Of course, it's going to impact and influence their decisions. Movies and TV is a very powerful medium, very powerful, and it has exerted influence on decision-making for the purchase of firearms at the very highest levels. Law enforcement at all levels, from the county deputies to the FBI, use revolvers quite well during most of the 20th century. No issues at all with using revolvers most of the 20th century. Now, some guys and gals consider themselves semi-automatic preference, and others prefer the semi-automatics. I use, and I'm quite confident with both. Depending on the assignment, depending on what I'm doing, I will make a choice of using a revolver or a semi-automatic. Now, around the ranch here, if I'm doing work outside, I'll carry a 357 revolver loaded with birdshot. It's the most effective, other than a 12-gauge loaded with birdshot, which is not really handy for doing work, because I can wear my 357 stainless steel Smith & Wesson in a shoulder holster and go about my activity, whether it's cutting firewood, using the line trimmer, moving rocks or timber with a Kubota tractor, and it's not in the way at all. It's a pretty good-sized chunk of steel, don't get me wrong. But in a shoulder holster, I find it quite comfortable, and it gives me some peace of mind knowing that if I come across a copperhead, a rattlesnake, or a water moccasin, that I can take care of it and dispatch it. Anything that can harm people around here, we just simply kill it. We go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Actually, I'm not in Missouri. I'm in Napa. But it's interesting that the show, you can pick it up just fine from wherever you are. That's nice.
It is.
With regard to snake, we used to spend quite a bit of time down on the Alabama coast. On a strange place that I think you'd probably get a kick out of is called Fort Morgan. It's a peninsula that runs somewhere near Gulf Shores, but it runs about 26 miles to the west out to a place called Dolphin Island. But
I've been to Dolphin Island a number of times.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a peninsula that almost touches it, and it's the Fort Morgan Peninsula, and there is a Civil War fort down there called Fort Morgan. It's pretty cool. They still do tours and reenactments down there. It's
yeah,
nice.
I think I've been to Fort Morgan. I've been to several of those old forts, and I'm not positive if I've been to Morgan or not. Is it brick? Is it mostly brick?
Yeah, it's mostly in the ground. It looks like the Coliseum got buried, is kind of what it is.
Okay.
So that they couldn't effectively shoot at it with from Mobile Bay with cannon. So it's kind of, and they got a berm so that the shots would be deflected up in the air. They have a fantastic number of rattlesnakes out there, which I was catching regularly. One I skinned, and then somebody asked me if they thought that it was edible, so I was chewing on it raw. And I want to tell you that anybody who's afraid of that would be wrong. It is really quite delicious. To me, it tastes a lot like shrimp scampi.
Hold on to the break. Hold on to the break. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, L-A-N-D-H-O.tv right now.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, we are back. Let's go. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th of July. Check out my website. Check out Uncle Sam. Click on Uncle Sam. You'll find out how to get me to mail you a check. Pretty simple, pretty easy. Rick, let's continue.
Yes, yes. I'll try to wrap it up. The raw rattlesnake could only be, and I can't really speak for all snakes, but could only be described as a delicacy. It is extraordinarily good. And although I don't think the average person should make a habit out of chasing down rattlesnakes, eventually you're going to screw up. But there's nothing you need to avoid. If you need to eat, that would be super. Also, I just wanted to mention one other thing. I have to laugh every time we have one of these gun control incidents. These people are always running around trying to grab everybody's black rifle. There is a company now, I don't know how long they've been around, but they've just come to my attention. It is MKA, Mary K. Alpha. They make a semi-automatic shotgun that takes a, it's kind of like on an AR platform, and it takes a box magazine. And if a person who had some skills had one of these and filled it up with double auto number four buck, you could put a fantastic amount of lead downrange. They're using sponsored competitors now, and they're using this particular shotgun in three gun competitions, I think to gain notoriety as kind of an advertising thing. But I like the concept of a shotgun with a box magazine. I also like the fact that they're using it in a competition, because you wonder if things like this are going to jam. But I do want to try one out. I'd like to see just how much lead I can get down range in 5 or 10 seconds. It'd be kind of neat.
Yep, yep. Well, you could put a lot of lead down range, and that certainly could be a good thing. Absolutely.
Well, it's short range, but, you know, that's what that would be for, is probably, you know, 75 yards or less. But you know, a number four buck is about 24 caliber. Of course, it's only moving at about 1,100 feet a second. So it's not like a 223, but it's about the same caliber. As a matter of fact, I happen to know that the foot-pound rating strike force of one pellet is 77 foot-pounds. So the entire load would be over 2,000 foot-pounds in one number four buck.
Right.
So, I mean, it is something that you don't ever want to get hit with. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show from California. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Rick. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. There's a term that's become ubiquitous in American culture called the silver bullet. That goes back to the Lone Ranger, you know, who cast silver bullets that he used in his revolver. And seems like there was... Were they using silver bullets to kill the vampires? Somebody let me know. I believe, I have a recollection of the silver bullets were used to shoot vampires also. But it's got a term meant to bring people's awareness that it's, well, it could be, it could go either way. For example, an unabridged dictionary could be considered a silver bullet for language and questions in the English language, for example. Something else may not be considered a silver bullet, like the energy cleaner is not a silver bullet for health. It doesn't accomplish all health needs for all people, of course not. So it's not a silver bullet. Got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll continue our conversation. Primary focus this morning is firearms and related things. I got involved in combat pistol competition back when it was first getting started in the mid-1970s. Prior to that, pistol competition was more structured shooting at stationary targets from certain positions for accuracy. Combat competition is entirely different. You're shooting at targets that are frequently moving, and it doesn't matter where you hit, as long as you hit. If it's a steel plate, as long as you hit the steel plate, it doesn't matter where on a steel plate you hit it. Or they could be bowling pins, for example. A whole different ballgame. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, you heard right a few minutes ago. I will send you a check. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and click on Uncle Sam pointing right at you. There's only four pages there. You'll get the details on how to generate a commission from getting me a speaking engagement. Also, the energy cleaner. A marvelous healing device. It is a marvelous healing device. No, it is not the silver bullet, but we do focus on two things. Pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. The patent application information is right there at my website. You can read up on and how this thing came to be developed. I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check it out. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments, first we go to Desert Eagle in New Mexico. Good morning, Desert Eagle.
Good morning, John. How are we today?
Outstanding. What's in your mind, sir?
Talking on your training and everything, whenever we're running some folks through out here, once we're done with all of the required that we do, there's a couple of them that I like to run folks through, and one of them is they'll be in position and everything, and we'll have the target, the steel out there, and tap them on the shoulder as if being hit, and they have to go down on their back and then draw their weapon and engage the target. And then another one that I like to do with them, and this one really gets people to thinking, is that we unload the pistol, take the mag out, set it on the hood, have them put the pistol in the car wherever it is that they carry it. And there's two different versions that we run on this. One is that they have to retrieve the weapon and get it out the window and engage the target, not firing, but simply engaging the target, get their sights on target.
Right.
And then the other one is that they have to get the weapon, exit the vehicle, take cover, and engage the target. And it's really amazing, especially when you get to the one with the vehicle, because everybody thinks, oh, yeah, if I'm in a car and there's carjacking or something like that and I have to get to my weapon, once they start the process, they've got, you know, they sit there and automatically they've got a gear shifter in the way, they've got a steering wheel, they've got a seatbelt, they have got all of this encumbrances right there. And I found it very interesting that, you know, we'll run some folks through that one and then take a break for a little bit, and you'll see them sitting there in the car working this through their brain several times and practicing it.
Right, right.
So that's a couple I thought I'd toss out there for you.
Well, I appreciate it. There's really the only limitation is your imagination, isn't it, Desert Eagle?
Exactly, exactly. Yep. Also, another thing that I'll do a lot of times is run them through a drill of firing under the car using the rear end. And I've got an old dead Nissan Altima that I've got on my practice range out here. And then we're getting ready to move a old Suburban into place and using them to train for shooting under, shooting around. And we'll actually be able to shoot from inside the vehicles on it. So we're adding a little bit of an extension into our training here.
That's great. Glad to hear that.
And also, Tim got up on the website. He did get the body armor specifications and information up on DesertEagleShooters.com.
Outstanding. That's wonderful. Glad to hear that, Desert Eagle. Thank you for the call.
Take care, Steve.
Okay. Next, we go to Jackson in Washington. Washington State, Jackson?
Yeah. John, hey, what would be your recommendation for a guy for a revolver or pistol, and what about a rifle?
Okay, this would be for concealed carry, this pistol, this revolver?
Doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Well, for concealed carry, we usually recommend a 38 snub nose. Get a good brand like Colt, Smith & Wesson, Charter Arms, Taurus. And that's a good place to begin with a revolver for concealed carry. They're dependable. They have more than enough power. And you can get an airweight version, which has alloy instead of steel, which can be 12 to 14 ounces, not terribly heavy. And you have one recommendation on a rifle also, a carbine?
Yes.
Okay, what's your experience in using rifles and carbines, sir?
Oh, I have a lifetime.
A lifetime.
But I'm thinking of some grandkids and great-grandkids.
Okay. In that case, I would recommend the M1 carbine. It's simpler and less complex than the AR platform. The AR has become the most popular carbine in American history, quite frankly. I'm not a big fan of the AR platform, but the Israeli Army did testing of all the platforms, and they came to the conclusion that the M1 carbine was the best for entry-level people that were just getting started because of the simplicity, the size of it, the lack of recoil, and so forth.
Now, is that got about the same energy as a 30-30 rifle?
It's about the same. It's actually very close to a 44 Magnum, quite frankly. The muzzle energy is almost duplicates a 44 Magnum.
Oh.
So it's... Sometimes people make fun of the lack of power. It's not a rifle. It's a carbine. But a 44 Magnum is a pretty powerful cartridge, and you're duplicating that muzzle energy.
Yeah, I own one.
Okay, well then you're good to go.
What about an AK-47?
That has it duplicates the power of a 30-30. They're simple. They're simple as a brick. A bit more complex than an M1 carbine. It would be a good alternative.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for your info.
You're welcome, Jackson.
Bye.
Okay. Calling numbers 800-313-9443. When your army is in combat in a war, and your own soldiers would rather carry the enemy's rifle than your own issue rifle, you know you're in big trouble. And that's exactly what was happening in Vietnam. We had American soldiers who had those who had the option anyway, which not many did, but those who had the option would rather carry AK-47s instead of M16s. There was our Marine Corps officer who he knew that if he brought his men in for back to base camp, that they would be have their M14s taken away and they'd be issued M16s. He refused to bring his men back into the base camp because he wanted to make sure his men had the most effective firearm, that being the M14. And he wanted to make sure his troops got home alive. He was tired of writing letters to the parents of his Marines who got killed in combat or seriously wounded. And he wanted as many of his men to come home alive as possible, so he refused to bring his men into base camp so they could keep their M14s. It would not have been optional. Once I got back to base camp, it would not have been optional. Now, many Special Forces troopers carried AK-47s instead of M16s or M1 carbines. Of course, there would be a secondary reason for doing that. That would be the report. The sound the AK-47 makes is a distinctive sound. All these rifles and carbines have distinctive sounds, by the way. And in a battle, it may cause some confusion on the part of the enemy exactly who was shooting at whom. So that would be a secondary reason for Special Forces troopers to be carrying AK-47s instead of M16s. But it was pretty common knowledge. It was not a secret in Vietnam that the M16 was an unreliable weapon. Thank goodness I never had to carry an M16. I had my M14, I had my M1 carbine, I had my M1 Thompson. But my buddies who did, they say, John, we're getting to a firefight, especially my buddies who are riding these river patrol boats, what's called the Brown Water Navy. They say, John, I'd pick up an M16, I'd shoot one or two mags through it, I'd jam, pick up another one, shoot another two or three through it, and we'd jam. And by the time the firefight was over, they were on their third M16 trying to get through the firefight because, well, that's what it was. They were just an unreliable firearm in Vietnam. Now, what we found out in the continuous wars since then, war in Afghanistan has been going now for 15 years, is it? Good God. I mean, how horrendous is that? The longest war the United States has ever been in. within days, if not weeks, of arrival of the first troops in Afghanistan, they found out that the enemy could sit back with a 100-year-old British bolt-action rifle and shoot at them with impunity because their M16s could not shoot that distance. The 100-year-old bolt-action British rifles could kill a man at 1,000 yards, 3,000 feet. You may get a lucky hit in with an M16 at that range, but that's what it would be with pure luck. In a close range, our soldiers found out very quickly that that 5.56 NATO cartridge is not a man stopper. There was an excellent Hollywood representation of this, the film titled Black Hawk Down, where you got the American paratroopers armed with M4 carbines and the Delta Force guys armed with M14s. And I don't know who the advisor was in that film, their military advisor. Typically these days, the well-made films all have a qualified military advisor to advise them on all the things connected to the military. But it was a good representation where the paratroopers would shoot the enemy with an M4 carbine twice, three times, and they'd still be running. Where the Delta Force guys with M14 would shoot one bad guy with one bullet and he'd go down time after time after time. Now that's my reality. That's what happens in combat. Take it a step further. Of course, we have a fairly substantial number of young women enlisting in the U.S. Army and now the Marine Corps. And the drill instructors are told in basic training to tell these young men and young women to placate them, basically. Oh, this rifle's meant to wound, not to kill. Because there's a psychological thing they're dealing with there. The adversity of most Americans most of the time to take a human life. So they tell these young troopers in basic training that the M16 is meant to wound, not to kill. In order to get them to more readily accept and participate in the training with more enthusiasm, as opposed to what's perceived as a greater reluctance if they're told that these rifles are meant to kill. Unfortunately, there's a certain amount of truth to that. The M16, M4 carbine frequently does not have enough energy, enough power to kill the enemy with one shot. Obviously, a solid headshot would kill the enemy, but they're not trained to shoot the head. They're trained to shoot at the torso because you're less likely to miss the torso than you are the head. Center mass. Both police and the military are trained to shoot center mass, mainly because there's less chance of missing. That's why we're trained to shoot center mass. That's why when I had my students shooting at a B-27 Silhouette, which is required by the state of Missouri, my students are required. It's not an option. They're required to shoot at a B-27 Silhouette target, which is about 2 feet wide and 3 feet tall. It's a really big target. The X is in the middle of the torso, about where the heart would be. That's where the X-ring is. And it's there for a reason, because we train to shoot centered mass. Is there a great likelihood of death to the enemy? Of course there is. That's a given. Of course there is. But that's just the nature of the beast. When you're using deadly force to protect innocent human life and property, of course there's a greater possibility of death. That's a given. It's an unfortunate fact of life. And I know in some of these recent shootings, people were commenting, why didn't the police use a taser? Well, not all police carry tasers, first of all. And if there's deadly... A taser is used as a non-lethal weapon when you're not facing a lethal threat, such as somebody holding a knife and they're 20 feet away. It would not be a lethal threat until they start running at you, obviously. So a lot of misinformation, a lot of disinformation as to what these weapons can and cannot do, when deadly force can and should be used, when it shouldn't be used. A lot of misinformation out there. Police are under very strict guidelines, far more strict than civilians, by the way, when it comes to using deadly force. Civilians aren't. That's why when you get your concealed carry permit, you're not required to carry or use non-lethal weapons, such as pepper spray, or tasers, or slappers, or nightsticks, batons. There's no requirement at all that civilians make use of those implements. It simply doesn't exist. We go from 0 to 100 instantly. The police have to incrementally increase use of force. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Oh, Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of July. That's new time frame. I think this is the fifth week. I was in the third week before my body clock got readjusted, and I wasn't waking up at 4 a.m. on my own every morning. So that's a good thing. And it's good for, I think, for most of our listeners, 9 to 11 Eastern and so forth. People can listen on the West Coast now at a more reasonable time, 6 a.m. instead of 4 a.m. That's certainly a lot more reasonable. So I think it's working out for everybody here. And of course, the archives are now fixed at Republic Broadcasting. We got interesting new things coming. I'm not going to promise a date, but what we're headed towards is being available on all people's smartphones all the time, because that's the direction all this is going, is being available on all smartphones all the time. And that's a good thing also, because that's the direction our society is going, the direction the technology is going, that you need to be on these smartphones. I mean, it's really not optional. You really need to be on the smartphones. So, interesting things. We got Dr. Deagle back at Republic Broadcasting after being gone for quite a few years. Michael Rivero is back. Interesting lineup, of course. It's all things that you need to be aware of, and let your friends and co-workers and relatives know. Everybody should know about this. I have a Facebook page, by the way. It would help me if you click on my Facebook page and like it and spread the word to your Facebook-connected people. That would be a good thing. So please consider doing that. It would help me and help everybody. The more people get to know the John Moore Show, the more people that get to know Republic Broadcasting, the better off we all are. So I encourage you to do that. When you go to my homepage at thelibertyman.com, you'll see Uncle Sam pointing at you, and then just below and to the right of Uncle Sam is the Facebook logo that you can click on there and like that. It's all a win-win situation. Seriously, it is all a win-win situation. Interesting week coming up. We'll have my friend Leon Green with us tomorrow. We'll have Professor McCanny Wednesday. My director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, the second hour on Wednesday. Tim Spencer should be with us Thursday. Ann Morrison and Dr. Phil Myers on Friday. I need to catch up with Dr. Caudle and see if he wants to be back on Republic as a regular guest again. I haven't talked to him in a while. And I would love to have him back on the air. He's just a brilliant man with a lot of good things to share for all of us. Going back to our prepper tip of the day, it's better to be a year too early than a day too late. Sincerely, it is better to be a year too early than a day too late. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your gun. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long.
In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.